And welcome back. Today I'll be discussing actually concerts. I've been to a few dash a bunch, but however, like for anyone who's not familiar, concerts is like like a singer doing a set of songs over 1, 2, 3, or more hours. And I have a few friends who like go to dozens of concerts each and every year. They semi don't care which ones, but just go to the big names, folks who were famous like a while ago, people who were famous for a hot second. But like me, I they've gone to like roughly around 10 concerts in my whole life. And like eight of those were with my parents, and two were once I went to by myself. And actually, like actually, like yeah, like and yeah, dad. But one of the things I did kind of notice is that like the prices of these concerts are like kind of ridiculous. Like hundreds of bucks to sit on a balcony. And hopefully there is some kind of the jumbo screen there, so that we can see the singer. We can probably hear them, unless the sound system is broken. Then that could be an issue with it. But yeah, like. Yeah, but again, like I probably felt like I probably probably yeah like be complaining about it, but then I go again also yeah like hundreds of bucks to go see a singer, like no like maybe like hundreds of bucks for a the bad seat, thousands to like be like closer and or have this meet and greet thing. But then but yeah but I may spend lots of money, but then again I like yeah like there isn't a singer or a band that I would do it with, because like yeah like the two the singers I did it with. Yeah, both of them were both of them were less than $100 like for one ticket. And then there was fees which made it $100+, which yeah okay yeah I probably yeah I definitely the don't like that. But however, for the type of like price and like the price and actually where, when, and how, it was good. It's good. Like it wasn't a huge massive like 90,000 person stadium performance. Like actually yeah it was like less than 2,000. The first one was like at most 1,000. The number two one, like the first one that they talk about is Sampa the Great. And like actually for her it was less than 1,000 people in the concert. But and then also like yeah people were coming and going throughout the entire thing, so I maybe like at most maybe 1,000 like total over the roughly 2-hour concert thing. And then for the second one, I was at like a Amory, and that one was around 1,500 people, and it, like there's like two floors in use, so the one closest to her singing and the top one, the so balcony, where I was, and yeah, like, and yeah, but still, like yeah, like 1,500 people, I could see her. I mean, both of these ones, I was able to see them, and like, yeah, like see them, hear them, yeah, like without, issue of, like the sound system or needing a screen to see the singer, and then like, these good fun experiences I had were a big old stark difference to decades ago. I actually went to one of the last performances by the Spice Girls. I think, wait, Spice Girls? And but hey, you sound like a guy. Well, yes, like the, let me like, no, yeah, both guys and girls can like the Spice Girls. But yeah, maybe like that. One that I went to, I didn't like it much or a lot because of this. The sound system, like it was broken or something. Like the their singing was off, or off in the sense. Sure, it was a good, happy memory, but however, is also mirrored by these technical issues, which like also put a bit of a negative view on this memory of the event. But I also went to Phil Collins and his band, Genesis. And I should those two were closer, in the quality and experience to the Sound of the Great and Amory concert I went to recently. I could hear them, I could see them, and sure they were at a bigger venue, but however, I had a good experience with them, and I would see them again, like Phil Collins and his band, Phil or his band, I probably would want to see them again, but however, I haven't seen or heard of him or the band doing any more concerts unless they're doing concerts in Europe, which then means that I would be having to spend hundreds of bucks for the flight, maybe a few hundred on the hotel over at least one or more nights, and also a few dozen to maybe more dollars on transportation in the city to get to the venue and back. Those costs that I'm talking about, the driving costs plus the ticket costs, or in that case, no, I would probably not do it. However, if they're doing it near where I am, like in Toronto or in one other cities nearby, then yeah, like yeah, probably yeah, would do it because the costs are much lower. It's much closer. It's those the stuff which yeah, and, you know like I, yeah, like my friends, the close family friends, the school friends, my other friends and stuff like that, like the dude, we are in, we're in general agreement of, like actually, yeah, like actually, like the costs and the like where it is or has an effect on who we're going to be seeing. And yeah, I the. Like I, for me, there probably is a few other singers and artists that I may want to go see, and I probably would. But then also I'm looking at the price. Like okay, I'm already. It looks like it's a bit over $100. I'm probably going to wait. All right, so they're okay. So are they coming nearby, like to Toronto or the somewhere equally close? They aren't okay. But let's say they're coming to my area like next year. Okay, no, they're not. But okay, yeah. So I'll probably have to wait a while and see if the prices on these tickets are going to go down. If not, I'm probably gonna have to say no. Yeah, like no to the concert, and like yeah, and probably no there. Like actually like the yeah, like a few at least once or twice. One of the stores in my town, they they had, or like like sort of they were doing this thing where they had a bunch of the tents, tents set up, and one tent was offering like a beef jerky, another one was offering like the juice, there was another one that was for a local. A local radio station, and then also they had a lady perform some of her songs before before they actually played a kid friendly movie on a big trans screen in the parking lot. Okay, and which then like is right actually, like would that be considered a concert? Because there was a stage and a place where we could go and listen. Like is that a concert venue? Also, there was a kind of time where, because I was at a restaurant dash pub dash tavern, and actually, and this the group were playing music in a corner. I guess like anyway, in which it's kind of question. Yeah, like okay, yeah, like is that a concert? Like, yeah, like, yeah, like, it's a concert because they like there's a stage and there's a place for for people to sit and listen. Like which like yeah like makes the question of so the Phil Collins thing is a concert, but this thing in the tavern is not, or this thing in the parking lot is not, or what Phil Collins did is not a concert, and what this person group in the tavern and parking lot did is at the concert, which like this is so murky and so can't really explain it, but the point is still there of like which thing is the concert versus which one isn't, and like I mean, how do we know, how do we not know? But but like guys, if you guys have your own like thoughts and opinions and stuff about that, please don't hesitate to email in to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. But they like I have seen on the YouTube and or Google and or search engines of like, hey, the people who make the soundtracks to games like Halo, to the we have movies like the Dune, the or oh yeah a movie like a movie like Suspiria, and they're like, hey, go, hey guys, we are like we are we're going to we're going to these 20 cities, and actually over behind us is the movie, and here we are up front, and we're playing the soundtrack of the movie, or well the like the yeah like the yeah like there's one thing I kind of saw dash her her about is a goblin. Goblin in this context is a band out of Italy, and they the like well they are most commonly known as working with a director who makes horror like horror adjacent, horror like horror like thriller like mystery like the films like the maybe like Diego Giallo, Giallo, which is Italian for yellow, which is a reference to the paper that is used when we have when books like the like the Death on the Nile and the I'm sure the Sherlock Holmes and like the James Bond books were being released in Italy, so like they have like they're printed on yellow paper, and so like this is kind of referring to a certain genre film, which okay I'm totally off base, but the point is that like there's bands or singers who are well known for stuff, and so hey hey like hey so I made the music for these movies or these games, and hey, guess what? I am going around the country and or the globe playing that my music from these films or games with like me up front, and then the sort of scenes or the whole movie playing behind me, in which like, okay, like, is this a concert or is this a like movie? Because at one time in the hundreds of years ago, bands played music that while the movie played, because at that time the sound wasn't recorded on film. So they had to do the music live while the movie played. And so, would that be sort of a concert or not concert? Which, okay, yeah, like this is so kind of partially murky, but then again, also, yeah, like this is like something cool and fun to go and think about and discuss. Like, again, if you guys have any thoughts about this stuff or not, don't hesitate to email in to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Yeah, the nostalgic all lowercase underscore gamer all lowercase at hotmail. Yeah, if you guys have your own like thoughts and thoughts about your like favorite concerts, your worst concert experience, like anything you'd like to share about concerts or what you guys think, like what is a concert, what isn't a concert, who does it, who does it and whatnot, please don't hesitate to do it in to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail. Twitter at RGB podcast, at RGB upper podcast lower. And this is the host signing off.